Now, before we talk about anything else, we gotta give some love to our sponsor for today's episode, which is Apartments.com. Apartments.com has more rental listings than anywhere else, so finding the perfect place is easier than ever, and so is finally moving in together. Just the two of you. It's a big step. Lots of new responsibilities, lots of adjustments. Most likely, they'll wake you up at odd hours to go to the bathroom, and you'll most definitely find yourself in trouble coming home late for dinner, and they might even unroll all your toilet paper next time. It's just what happens when you two find a new place together. But you're not doing it because you feel like it. No, you're doing it because you love them, because they're family. And that's why Apartments.com has more pet-friendly rental listings on the internet, so that you and your furry family can find the perfect new place together. Apartments.com, the place to find a pet-friendly place. Thank you so much, Apartments.com, for sponsoring this week's episode of the podcast. We love you here at Psychobabble. Now back to the gossip. Hi, everyone. My name is Tyler Oakley, and you are listening to Psychobabble, an unfiltered half hour of gossip sessions, pop culture scrutiny, and stories we've never told in videos. It's not just crazy talk, it's Psychobabble. In this week's episode, we discuss our big camping trip in the desert, Doja Cat resurrecting the Taco Bell Mexican pizza, and our hopes for Drag Race All-Stars. Subscribe anywhere you listen to podcasts and join our exclusive Psychobabble community at patreon.com/psychobabble. If you're not on our Discord, you're only getting half the babble. Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
How are you? Hi. How are you?
I am sober as of this moment, though I did take a hefty edible last night, so I was real groggy this morning.
Honey.
But at this moment, I'm pretty sober. I'm sober, but I am saying hello. Hello.
Are you Kelly Clarkson sober? Or are you pink?
3 months in.
Yeah, I think you got it. So, hey, I had a quick question.
You know what? People act like that's not one of her best songs.
It is.
I would like to assert that it is one of her best songs.
I saw her in concert in Oakland, and she performed it, and I cried.
Wow, Corey, you have emotional capacity.
Yeah, honey, I am a human being with emotions.
A very human moment you were feeling.
Hey, I had a question.
Yeah? Go on.
I've got an answer. Out of all the podcast episodes, how many times?
Every podcast episode
of ours, including Psychobabble, us. How many times do you think you start the episode versus I start the episode? With a good day.
Who says hi first?
Yes, who's the first? After the intro's all, it's not just crazy talk. Who do you think speaks first? Do you think it's like...
It's me.
It's not always you.
I find Sometimes that I wish it were me. You.
Oh, well, see.
Look, I wish it were you.
Well, baby, all you had to say 8 years in the making was, I would like you to say hi first.
Well, you know what? It's not, I'm not here to dictate and micromanage my co-host.
Oh, well, baby, but it's not that. I have the willingness and capability to say, no, I don't want to. But if I'm willing to take on some of that burden so you don't always have to hello first, I will hello first.
Well, I want to hear what it would sound like. Before I commit to wanting more hellos first from you, what would it be like?
It'd be like, hey.
Maybe. You know what? I'll just keep going. I'll keep doing it.
All right. I don't think you always do it is my point.
I do.
I bet you do a majority of the time.
Yeah, well, I always am looking to you and waiting, and then when you say nothing, I say, hello!
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Maybe you can create, like, you know when Celine Dion was like...
I do.
Yeah, you know when Celine Dion was, and then she would do, and then Renee would know.
What?
Oh, so you didn't know what I was talking about.
No, I don't.
So you lied when you said, I do.
I was affirming that I know you Celine know, and I know when Celine does.
You know when Celine would go out on stage and every performance she would like pull her earlobe. It would be like, that would be her telling Renee that she loved him. She did it every show.
Okay.
So when you start the podcast, if you pull your ear, I will know that you want me to say hello first and that you love me.
OK, Okay. I think I had something like that during the slumber party tour. I'm not going to lie.
Was something. To me?
Like, if there were ever anybody in the audience that I knew, I would be like, watch for when I do this.
And you would crop dust across the stage in your Lisa Frank tie-dye cat costume.
I crop dust in Austin. That's me crop dusting in Austin.
Honey, you didn't know you were in Austin. You were always very, when I knew I had to plan this tour, I just knew I had to come here to your city.
I think I said the wrong city once.
I think you did in Texas.
And they were all like,
yeah.
The legendary children were not feeling so legendary in that moment.
When we were, I don't know if I talked about this last week, but when I saw Purple Disco Machine in concert 2 weekends ago, it was very, hey, Bay Area. And we all looked around at each other and mouthed, Bay Area?
Hey, Earth. I'm like, hey, Earthlings.
I get, if you're in like San Jose and you want to say Bay Area, but you were in San Francisco.
Can the Slumber Party Tour have a remix, the re-up?
Yes.
So, okay, how many cities?
10.
10.
Oh. Yeah. And instead of a documentary, okay, we'll do a 10-episode series on Netflix.
10-episode TikTok series.
Yes.
Whoa, the budget is booming.
Oh, honey, I still got the claw, honey.
Oh, do you really?
The only relic that I kept from the Slumber Party Tour was the claw.
I have some relics. I have a Slumber Party Tour t-shirt, but I think it's a medium and I wish it were small.
With the reptar?
Yes. And I'm always tempted to cut it into a sleeveless, but then I'm like, is this destroying, you know, part of culture history?
Actually, why didn't I keep one of those? Actually, I don't think I ever got one.
Well, check your local Goodwill. I think you might be able to find. I find often kids are tweeting me, just saw your book in
Goodwill
thrift store garbage bin, not even on the shelf. I'm like, thank you. Buy it.
I know you don't like talking about housewives culture, but one housewife put out a book and she mailed it to her whole cast. And one of the women on the cast filmed an Instagram video of her throwing it in the trash.
That is so rude. That is rude.
Yeah, you're telling me. Why? Because they're fighting.
Like, what's... Because they're stunting on these hoes?
They're fighting. Like, there's drama. Imagine you send me the slumber part, or the binge 2, and I throw it in the trash.
But you know what? That was actually the biggest gift that person could have given the housewife
who
wrote it.
That's what everyone on Twitter was saying. They were like, honey, who's laughing now?
Does that person not realize?
The publicity of it all.
That is wonderful publicity.
Yeah.
Publicity.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Corey, how are you? I haven't seen you in days.
It hasn't even been 24 hours since your embrace.
So Corey was in Los Angeles last week. What were you doing?
I was there on Wednesday for a work trip, sleeping by the airport and stuff. Oh, hell yeah.
Great grinder.
Yeah, LAX.
Grinder by the air. If you stay at a hotel by LAX, is it just a constant refreshing of like people at Terminal 2?
People bored at their gate. Yeah.
Go on.
People bored at their gate being like, oh, yeah, I'm flying out.
So you were just lingering at the... at the Westin?
Yeah. I was just hanging out in the stall at baggage claim.
Oh. You were in a bag. You were in a bag going around and around. Got in hoping to be yanked.
To a big, like, hockey-sized bag.
Can we talk about the way that people... Some people send
flying?
I mean, you wait at the baggage claim and it's normal luggage, like normal people. And then there's like
a cooler.
There's like
skis. A wicker basket.
A wicker basket. Yes. Things that should
Listen, anything can
travel.
Baby, anything can be a suitcase. Prove me wrong.
I think
you know
it's not true. I think it's not true.
Anything with duct tape can be a suitcase.
I think legally, I don't know if I know that. So I'm going to look into it.
Hey, I was sending, I mean, this isn't suitcase related, but kind of. I was mailing a Psychobabble mug to Ray because he won the March Madness thing. And the guy at the...
I'm mailing a Subathon prize to Ray today. Look at us.
Hey, Ray.
Ray, hey.
And anyways, it was very busy at the post office. And like the thing pops up the prompt and it's like, is this batteries? Is this glass? Is this fragile? But they just rattle it out like... because they have to. And then I clicked the button that said yes, and the guy was furious with me for clicking the yes button because I said there was
something. He probably had to fill out a form.
Yeah, he had to stamp the box and say fragile, and I was all, don't ask if you don't want someone to say yes. He couldn't have been more bothered by the fact that I said, yeah, there's something fragile in that box.
Well, you know, some people don't like when you give them work to do, and you gave him work.
I was like, honey, hand me the stamp. I'll do it. I will fragile this box.
I have so many. I have to go to the post office. I have one package left to prepare. It's like I have a box of envelopes and like they're like copies of Binge, and you know, I'm out of copies of Binge to send out as prizes. So bitch, let me tell you what I've been doing.
What?
I go on the internet and I just buy copies of Binge from like bookstores.
Yeah.
And I get them sent to me and then I send them out to them. And somebody was like, why'd you send me a used copy of Binge? I'm like, bitch, enjoy it.
they're not printing any brand new ones.
Well, maybe they are. I don't know. Honestly, I'm not really familiar. But like, I thought, why wouldn't I want to recycle? Save a tree, honey.
At my work, they've got a whole Slack channel where people trade books and mail books to each other. My neighborhood's got free little libraries everywhere.
I thought, you know what? There's so many copies of slightly gently used copies of Binge. Why not me buy all of them and send them out as like prizes? It's a win-win for everyone involved. And I take nail polish remover to the cover and I make sure it's clean as can be before I send it. So,
Do you ever send any paperbacks?
No, I don't.
Okay.
Should I?
I don't know. I wasn't sure what... I was just trying to get the full visual. I was trying to find out what you were
buying. I find the paperback to be more beautiful, but I find the hardcover to be more iconic. So there's that on that.
Nice, nice, nice. Yeah, yeah.
Anyway, so you were in Los Angeles last weekend.
Yeah.
I mean, last week.
2 days ago.
Yes.
We went camping.
Oh, wow. She's just going to skip right ahead.
What did you want me to say? Why I was there for work?
So... Corey arrived to my
there
home.
There I was in LA staying by
Thursday night.
Staying at the airport.
And we got a box of donuts.
Yes. Tyler really discovered that if you take a donut and put peanut butter and jelly on it, it really ups the stakes. Hey.
Well, we haven't gotten to that yet. We were still on Thursday night. That was Friday morning.
I'm sorry.
I wish you would be more conscious. I'm sorry,
did you want a whole chronological? So there I was, arriving at your house.
Well, what did we do Thursday night?
Well, you skipped right over me ringing the neighbor's doorbell on accident instead of your doorbell because I hadn't been there in so long.
Oh my gosh, in the middle of the night, waking up my neighbors, I'm sure.
At 11 p.m.
Ooh, I hear the dogs barking to you.
Yeah, they can hear me talking.
The girls are fighting.
They can hear me talking about them.
The girls are fighting. Okay, so you get in, and Friday, well, we initially were thinking maybe we were going to go to Coachella, and then just like logistics-wise, it was kind of a doozy to figure out like...
There was nowhere to stay.
Yeah, there was, we hadn't planned on going to Coachella, and then circumstances provided opportunities to maybe figure it out, but then logistics were just a little too complicated to follow through. So then we were like, well, we should still do something. You're going to be in town. And so we decided to go on a little camping trip.
Yeah, there we were. So
where did we go?
So we packed our bags, packed the car, packed the cooler, packed the dogs.
Yes.
Packed our diapers.
Daddy's diapers. You can't go to the desert without daddy's diapers.
And then we drove into the desert.
Uh-huh.
Pitched a tent or two.
Ooh-hoo.
Built a little fire.
Yes.
Drank some water. Had an edible.
Yeah.
Had an edible. Ate some honey buns.
Yeah. You're really going chronological.
Yeah.
Thank you.
I said, how nice to be experiencing... what did I say? how nice to be in an experience where you're enjoying every moment. And that's truly how I felt. I thought, wow.
I feel the same way.
I thought, wow, it's been a while since I I told you you're in charge of your own good time. If I wanted to go for a walk by myself, I would have. But I was enjoying every moment of that experience.
It was a fun little, a camping trip doesn't need to be long for you to get the full experience. We went for two nights. We got in at night the first night and found a little campsite, set up shop.
We camped on the moon.
It was Crouton's first camping experience. So I was a little bit stressed and nervous about it, especially because, you know, he can be the street dog in him sometimes comes out.
Well, and you can take the
protective.
You can take the dog out of the streets, but you can't take the streets out of the dog.
The peekaboo streets, you know what I'm saying?
Yes, ma'am. So it was, it wasn't my first time camping, but it was my first time camping there. So Crouton and I had that in common. But I knew how
two girls on the verge.
Two girls on the moon for the first time, surrounded by rocks and love.
We went to Alabama Hills, if anybody knows what that is. It's not in Alabama. It's in California. But it looks like you're on the moon, literally. And like the textures of all the boulders and everything is you are a moon-dwelling humanoid,
okay,
is what it feels like.
Cool. So I was just confirming that you can, in fact, Google Alabama Hills and you will see pictures of where we were, though everybody seems to be standing in this circle part of a rock that we did not see or do.
Oh, there is like a
HBIC rock, head rock in charge,
a landmark that you go to that's like the Instagram picture.
Yes, but it's everyone standing in the eye of this rock. We didn't do that.
But if you go, it's like it's very I don't know. You just kind of, it feels like a texture of earth that you have never been to before, which is kind of like a fun experience, especially because the dogs, like Willie, we have taken him before, our older dog, but Crouton, our younger dog, had not gone out in nature with us before. I don't see you walking children in nature. He hadn't done.
I did walk your child in nature.
Did you?
Yeah. Yes.
He. I don't think we've ever done like a thing where he's been off leash, only because I just want to feel confident in my control over if something were to
listen.
Go down. I want to feel capable.
I don't think you have to explain it. All of the TikToks I see of dog trainers are always all your dog shouldn't be off a leash unless he got a recall.
Well, we're working on everything.
Yeah.
Anyway, well, he was well behaved. Corey was well behaved. Everything went well. Nobody died.
Everyone was on their best behavior.
My face was hurting at the end of the day from laughing so much. It was one of those kinds of days. It was great.
My face was hurting because I got a little sun on my cheeks.
Oh, at the end of the day, I looked over at Corey and he had a band. It's gone now because I'm looking at his face currently in a face.
Well, it's actually... It's like my long hair now creates a shadow, so I only get tan on like the lower part of my forehead.
No. You had like your hat. You had like a hat or something band,
but also
covering the top part of your forehead, and so it has a strip of non sun.
Yeah. Well, I still got it, but anyways, it's I'm healing normal.
Thank you. I had fun though.
I'm gonna look great.
Corey and I were in charge of going and getting groceries right before, like on our way, we stopped at a grocery store to fill up the cooler. I thought we were good at it. Turns out when we arrived at the desert, you really have to have what you need. Like once you are there, there's no access to water. There's no access to anything. It's like you bring what you need. And I think we packed too many sweets. It was like... Donuts galore, honey buns galore, M&M's galore.
Have y'all ever had them frosted animal cracker cookies?
Frosted animal cracker. I feel like I had a indulgent weekend.
Honey, what if we were just having our own little Easter baskets for Jesus?
You know what? You're right.
That was our...
Sop them up.
I hid eggs out there and neither of you found them.
Your eggs?
Yeah.
Daddy's eggs.
Daddy's
what kind eggs? Of eggs?
My eggs Easter for my eggs? Babies.
Okay.
Hard-boiled babies.
You hit hard-boiled eggs.
Actually, have you ever seen one of those eggs at a gas station that comes in like a plastic bag with... That's what I hit.
Sure.
I hit out there was just a plastic bag.
Stinky, moist, hard-boiled eggs. Like, yes. Just kind of wet.
Wet, damp.
Thank you.
I can't believe you didn't
a
find them.
A gift to nature. That's nice of you.
It's what they say about me, a gift to nature.
Mm-hmm. Did you poop out in nature?
Only one way to find out. Go back and see. Search the area.
Well, did you?
Search
just
the
tell
area.
Me the truth.
No. Search the area. Dig some holes.
Okay. Well, the last time we camped there, I did. I was like, you know what? I got to do what I got to do.
Yeah.
Which is very like squat and make it work. And then you bring like a little tiny shovel thing that we got at REI and you dig and you cover.
A real bonding moment for you and Hudson.
A real bonding moment for me and Mother Nature.
Oh, yeah.
Earth.
True.
Giving her the best view of the city. You know.
I don't think I know. Keep going. Tell me more.
Given Earth a front row seat.
Given her something she can feel.
I winked at her. She winked back.
Hey. Ashes to ashes, dust to dust.
Hey.
We're all just...
Have you ever done...
We're all just part of the earth, man.
When was the last time... When was the last time they put ashes on your forehead?
God.
What's that about?
Probably high school or middle school.
I kind of felt like that was equivalent in high school to wearing a WWJD. It was kind of like a flashing of your... allegiance.
I mean,
to the people,
honey,
one day of the year.
I mean, everyone's good out here saying homosexual agenda, gay agenda, we're recruiting. The only one recruiting is the church.
Speak on it.
I just did.
Speak on it, Corey.
They're all see our ashes, come get ashes too.
When are we going to have a global conversation? I think we talked about this while we were camping. A global conversation about what the hell is going on at the Vatican. What's going on over there? What are these people up to?
Things and stuff.
The commodification of Jesus. It is so gaudy up in that bitch with the robes and the gold and the stained glass. Though I did see a TikTok today about how to make stained glass at home. And it doesn't have to... You can just use like food coloring and stuff.
Didn't you ever have one of those stained glass making like kits? Your mom never buy
no,
that?
No, I know what you're talking about. No, you think we had a stained glass making kit?
Well, it was, I mean, it was really just like paint by numbers, but on glass.
You think we had numbers?
We did that for Christmas, like ornaments and shit. It was like, make this stained glass Santa.
I'm into stained glass, though, but I'm not into Catholic stained glass.
Good to know.
So that's where I stand.
Good to know. No holy water on your stained glass.
No.
Have you ever drank holy water?
Yes.
Really?
What? Yes, at Catholic church.
You drank it?
Yes. Oh, my gosh.
Would you do? You drank right from the bowl?
Well, they put it on you take your finger, your middle finger maybe.
Yes.
And you get a little, and then you put it on your, maybe
and
on
you
your
let
face
it drip into your mouth.
So what do you want me to do? Let it dry by this right where I place it, or gravity does its job?
Oh, I think you're getting
dribble,
your fingers
dribble.
Too wet, honey.
Dribble, dribble all the way down.
And lick, lick. Dribble, dribble, lick, lick.
The blood of Christ.
What about in church when they would walk around and they would throw the holy water on you and you would just get
not
sopping wet?
To me, it's giving at a festival when somebody's like flicking their water bottle around and like people around you are like, did you feel that? What is that? And you feel like
I hate that when they throw their water. Grow up. If you want to be wet, be wet. Like, but don't wet me.
And when is the Catholic Church gonna like get a better cracker?
I don't ever want to be surprise wet. That is a conversation That is a social contract. You don't just get to get people wet.
What about like a...
pushing people in the pool, splashing people at church with your holy water?
Yeah, I guess also like if you are... If I'm lounging by the pool and somebody that I know or don't know does a cannonball...
Oh.
Sorry, Leah Michelle came out. it's not going to be... Unless they're like hot and then they wink at me and they're like, that was for you.
Yeah.
I think most times I'm not going to be into it.
Yeah. The only one who can get me wet without warning is Mother Nature. If she's going to start raining and I got caught out in the rain, okay, I forgive you. But throw a water balloon at me while I'm walking? No.
Oh, a water balloon.
Spray me with a hose? Spray me with a water gun? No.
Did you ever like drop water balloons on people below you? Like from from a window above or from the top of a building?
I must have.
A bridge. You throw a brick down onto oncoming traffic on a highway.
We had like one of them big satellites behind our house that was on like this like wire or on this like metal structure that was pretty much just a ladder. So we would climb it and get on the roof and then like throw water balloons down at each other. We would make like a... Our G.I. Joe's little parachutes with plastic grocery bags and throw them down. So I'm sure I must have.
Okay. That's cool.
You don't ever climb on a roof and throw a water balloon?
You think I would climb on a roof? You think I would climb on a roof?
Oh, that's right. When all of your friends were sneaking out to teepee people, you stayed in the basement.
Yeah. And I would kind of linger by the stairs in case anybody's like, any parents are coming down and be like, ooh.
To be like, we're all down here like, just sleeping.
I'm like, Kevin, did you want a diet soda? And I'll be like, oh, Kevin's Mrs. Bloom,
and then you would,
Dolan's shushing.
And then you would do Kevin's voice too. He'd be like, no, I don't want that.
Oh, faggot. And then I'd be like, oh, Kevin.
Did Kevin call you a F-A-G?
Sometimes. Kevin doesn't exist. I don't know who Kevin
I was is. Like, I've never heard you speak of a Kevin. I can't, probably because he was a homophobe.
When I worked at McDonald's, there was a Kevin who worked there with me, and he, during a lunch hour rush,
did you ever kiss?
He was not with a Kevin. He decided it was over during a lunch rush. He climbed out of the drive-thru window and quit. And it was like, it was such a badass moment. I thought, oh my God.
Why was Kevin fed up? What had happened to push him to the limit?
I don't know. Window one, window two, drive-thru two.
Kevin was just having a bad day. He climbed out the window and said, fuck McDonald's.
Somebody must have like, pulled ahead of the wrong car, because you're supposed to say like, please pull ahead after the car in lane two, after the blue Mazda in lane two,
because it had
pull ahead, and then it's like,
because it had like two different entries, right?
Yes.
Hey,
so when people get all mixed up and then they try to pay with their credit card for the wrong thing, and then they're like, wait, I'm getting the, it's like, oh my
did
God.
You
I would climb through a drive-thru window too.
Did you see that the TikToks when now people go to like McDonald's, they order an ice cream cone, and then when the person hands it out, they grab the ice cream part of it instead of the cone part of it?
That's not new.
What I'm saying. Did people do that to you back then?
Nobody did it to me.
Have kids been doing that all along?
But kids have been doing that. Kids these days, nowadays, they think they invent harassment of service workers. No, baby. You did not. You are following a path laid out for you.
I never harassed any drive-thru workers. I've never been that.
Well, neither did I, because I worked I was like 14.
Probably because I worked in food service.
And even if I hadn't, I think I would probably be a kind person.
I don't know. I've never seen you be a kind person.
Oh, I'm very like, I'm sorry. Can I have more ketchup?
Yeah. Hey, well, yeah, you're telling me when I stayed at that hotel by the airport, the breakfast menu was all American breakfast, 2 eggs, toast, 4 pieces of bacon or 4 pieces of sausage, potatoes. And they brought up to me and only had 2. Pieces of sausage, so I felt like a dick, but I called and said, excuse me.
Absolutely. Let the people know.
Yeah, my therapist is going to be real proud when I tell him that story. Me asking for what I paid for.
Now, before we talk about anything else, we gotta give some love to our sponsor for today's episode, and that is Discover. Are you tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yeah, you heard right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard. Thank you so much, Discover, for sponsoring this week's episode of the podcast. We love you here at Psychobabble. Now back to the gossip.
Knowing how to speak and understand a new language can be an invaluable tool when traveling, meeting new friends, or just even to master a new skill. But it's not always simple when you're bogged down by textbooks and structure classes. That's why so many people trust Rosetta Stone. Rosetta Stone is the most trusted language learning program, available on desktop or as an app. It truly immerses you in the language you want to learn, like Spanish, French, Italian, Chinese, and more. You won't just be studying English translations. The Rosetta Stone intuitive process helps you pick up a language naturally, first with words, then phrases, then sentences. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/rs10. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/rs10 today.
Do you know that the Taco Bell Mexican pizza is coming back? Do you care?
My mom cares, but I do not.
Well, I think it was...
I was never big into it. Doja Cat. I will eat it. Yeah, I think I saw Doja Cat in a commercial saying, I brought back the Mexican pizza.
Well, you know, I mean, even if that's true, it's like it was all part of the plan of the execution of the brand deal. Like, they weren't... They didn't pay her to make a rap about the Taco Bell Mexican pizza without the intention of bringing it back.
She did a grassroots movement. She did.
Yes.
Oh, I didn't know she had a rap saying I missed the Mexican pizza.
And the caption was very, everyone, I'm just fulfilling my contractual obligation. That was the vibe, and everyone in the comments was like, get your money, do your thing, which I like. I'm like, you know what? Everyone understands what's going on. There's no need to act like this is like you are organically wanting to make a rap TikTok about Taco Bell. Unless you do, I don't know, sometimes.
Yeah. Yeah, listen, it's like, sorry, I was...
yeah.
I was looking...
Okay, cool.
I was looking for a tweet. Yeah, I was looking for a tweet.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Corey saw Everything Everywhere All at Once. What'd you think?
I loved it.
That's it?
Tyler gets mad when I just say I loved it. I loved it.
I don't get mad. I just think you're not, as somebody who I know to be a wordsmith, you are not utilizing your talents.
I think we talked about it a little this weekend. I think I was expecting more of a revelation from the theme, like a gotcha moment at the end. But the theme in and of itself of like multiple existences wasn't a new concept to me. So I didn't get the big like aha moment that I think some other people are talking about. But I really thought it was an original script. I loved how it had such, it wasn't just one thing. It was like it had action, it had heart, it had comedy. It had everything kind of like wrapped into one film. And one of the best parts of it is I thought, while it is a long movie, it never once felt long. Never once did I never once did I think, oh God, this is still going on. Never once did I think, oh, I wish this was over. Like, the pacing felt incredible. I loved all of the characters. There wasn't a character in the movie that bothered me or annoyed me or anything like that. I don't know. I think I've been hesitant to say how I felt about it because, like I said, I think I went into it expecting, like I was saying, like a revelation or something, like a surprise at the end. And while it didn't have that, it had so many more other lovable parts. So I think I just have been connecting on it in a different way than some other people have, which is fine. I think the whole point of the film is to take away what it means to you from it, if that makes sense.
What I loved about it most was like the thought of having access to every version of you. And if you exist in every universe, or there's multiple versions of you who exist in multiple universes, having a ability to access the talents and the skills and the like emotions of all universes, that even if the universe that you're in right now, you feel like maybe you're weak, or maybe you haven't accomplished, or maybe you haven't, whatever you might feel like is holding you back in this universe, knowing that you can access all versions of yourself is a fun concept, because I think it is true to an extent.
Yeah. Fun. Anyway, we can all be whoever we want.
Well, I still have to see Scream 5, but...
Oh, of course you do.
It's on the to-do list.
Cool, cool, cool.
Cool, cool, cool. Do we want to talk about drag? There's nothing left to talk about.
No.
I mean, I watched the reunion.
I did too. I have nothing new to contribute or say.
Nothing new. Though Orion's story seemed drunk at the reunion. I hope that's not the case. Is it? Did it not feel that way?
She was probably stoned, not drunk, but... I think she had mentioned being a stoner babe, a stoner boss babe.
She was giving me Kesha.
If she was,
does she not look like?
I literally said the exact same thing. She was serving Kesha the house down boots, boys in boots.
As I go into the finale, I am Team Willow, Team Daya. That is, I think they have the most compelling storylines, and I think the most compelling characters for reality TV in this moment for the show. Plus, I think like they're types of drag that I think is fun.
And
so that's where I'm at.
I want Willow to win first. If Willow doesn't win, Bosco is my second choice.
Bada bing, bada boom.
That's where I stand.
What about Drag Race All-Stars?
I'm excited. Watching the Meet the Queens, I was more excited than I thought I was going to after I heard what it was going to be. Reliving, like seeing their entry looks and like seeing little packages reintroducing them re-excited me about some lovable people that I forgot about how much I loved.
Yes. Absolutely. I think it's going to be really like a celebration of drag, and I am looking forward to it, especially if all the queens are staying the entire time, and that's kind of like a known thing going into it. There's not this lingering feeling like there was for season 14 of like, oh my God, they don't send home anyone. Like, that's going to be the point of it. It's going to be less of a elimination and more of a celebration.
I just hope, here's my thought. I was a little nervous when I heard that it's like a point-based system and that no one's going home. But if they all go in with the mentality of I'm going to be here the whole time, I might as well up the ante. I might as well lean into every challenge. I might as well yes and to every moment. I think there's a big opportunity for us to have some really great moments. And I hope that winners are able to carry on that spirit and just know that they succeeded once and that they were celebrated for being themselves. So lean into these acting challenges. Don't be afraid to be stupid or ugly or silly. Just like, have fun, since you know everyone's staying, and maybe that'll bring some barriers down if they're not worried about being eliminated, and maybe we will get a really fantastical season that really does just celebrate drag with a very, I think, diverse and fun cast.
Yes, I'm looking forward to it. Corey, what else is going on? Anything?
That's it.
That's... What are you doing this week? Anything fun?
I traveled 4 out of the last 5 weekends. I'm looking forward to being home in my city. I'm looking forward to sleeping in my own bed. A text popped up from my brother while we were recording this asking to hang. So
lovely.
The world is my oyster this weekend. No plans, but I'm going to have fun.
Good.
Oh, nice shit.
Little man.
Wednesday's 4:20.
Oh, shit. Hey, yeah, I've been trying to work out a possible 420 stream fundraiser, blah, 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 blah. If it works out, it works out. If it doesn't, it doesn't. But like, so if you are hearing this, pay attention to my socials and you might see if we are doing something kooky and stony baloney.
All right.
All right.
All right, Corey, designers.
Where can people find you?
You can find me chilling. Chilling.
That's
good. You can find me just chilling.
You can find me pooping on Mars, scooping in a pooping in a.
Damn. Shitting your diaper. Yeah.
Shitting on the turlet.
All right.
Do you all remember sitting on the turlet?
Yes. I sang that
Corey,
to
will
you.
Will you put it on the Discord?
Sitting on the toilet, if I can find it.
I'll put it on the Discord.
Okay. Cool.
Later, y'all.
Bye.